money.
You all know, as regular listeners to the show, my expertise is mortgage, but the purpose of the Money Hour is to provide information on every area regarding your money. And today I want to bring into Money Chat to talk a little bit about title insurance and common questions that are asked when regarding title insurance. I do need to disclose to you that I'm not a title insurance expert, so you definitely want to talk with an attorney to find out how you want to take title, what title is, and what that means for you. But here's the common questions that are asked about title. What is title insurance? Title insurance is a protection against loss arising from problems connected to the title to your property. Before you purchase your home, it may have gone through several ownerships or changes, and the land on which it stands went through many more as well. There may be a weak link at the point in the chain that could emerge to cause trouble. And for an example, someone along the way may have forged a signature in transferring title, or there may be unpaid real estate taxes or other liens. So title insurance covers the insured parties for any claims and legal fees that arise out of such problems. Another common question is purchasing title insurance required? Well, if you want to get a mortgage, which is my arena, yes, it is required because all mortgage lenders require title protection for the amount equal to the loan. And it's paid by the buyer in a premium, which is paid upfront as part of your closing cost. Now, does title insurance do anything for me is another common question. The required insurance protects the lender on the loan amount of the amount of the mortgage, as I just said, but it doesn't protect the equity in your property. So for that, you need an owner's title policy for the full value of the home. And in many areas, the seller pays for the owner policy as part of their obligation to deliver good title to you, the buyer. In other areas, borrowers must buy it as an add-on to the lender policy. And it's advisable to do this because the additional cost above the cost of the lender policy is relatively small. So why not make sure that you're completely covered when it comes to title insurance? Does the lender policy indirectly protect me? No. They protect against loss, and the lender policy would only cover the lender's loss. Of course, the fact that the insurer issued a policy from the lender indicates that the title has been searched and nothing's came up or been found, but there are no 100% guarantees on that search. So that's why the insurer's policy is, that's why it exists, is because of that reason. So what does title insurance protect? The protection begin and end. With the exception, which I'll get to, title insurance only protects against losses from the claims that arose prior to the date of the policy. It covers through the end of the day the policy is issued and extends backward in time for an indefinite period. Now, for how long is the property owner purchasing title insurance covered? Indefinitely. The owner's protection lasts as long as the owner or any of its heirs have interest in or any obligation with regard to the property. When they sell, however, the lender will require the purchaser to obtain a new policy that protects the lender against any liens or any other claims against the property that may have been arise since the date that the previous policy was issued. Now, for example, if a contractor you had and was failed to pay for remodeling on the kitchen places a lien on your home, or if you had someone come out and do the roof and for whatever reason that didn't get dealt with, if they're putting a lien against the property, you will probably be required to get that lien moved prior to the property being sold. But in the event that the lien hasn't been removed and a search has failed to uncover it, the new lender will be protected by the new policy. So will title insurance policy protect me against false claims that come up after I purchase the property? The standard policy does not, which is a weakness. So many events beyond your control can reduce the value of your home after you buy it. So if it's a newly constructed house, subcontractors claiming that they have not been paid by the builder may often place a lien on the house. Identity theft can result in a new mortgage that you don't know nothing about. That could be a nightmare. A neighbor could build on your land without your knowledge, thereby adversely processing and possibly eventually taking your land. Or you may suddenly be told that you must correct a zoning violation of the previous owner. So to deal with these issues, a new policy with expanded coverage has been developed and has a small price increase increase, and it's called or referred to as ALTA homeowners policy. So you definitely want to look into that. Now, does title insurance cover rise with increases in the value of your property? No, but the coverage under the ALTA policy that we just talked about increases by 10% a year for the first 5 years after insurance to 150% of the initial amount. You can buy an additional coverage as a rider to the policy, which might be a good idea. Why do I need to purchase a new policy when you refinance? So this is a really common question, and you don't need a new owner's policy, but the lender will require to purchase a new lender policy. Even if you refinance with the same lender, the existing lender's policy terminates when you have paid off the mortgage. Furthermore, the lender is concerned about title issues that may arise during the time after you've purchased the home. So you could have liens that were attached to that property. So a new title search will uncover any of those liens, and you'd have to pay those off as a condition before the refinance would actually close. Now, does title insurance guarantee me that I will be able to sell my property if an unforeseen claim arises? No. Title insurance does not prevent loss on marketability due to the title claim any more than if fire insurance prevents fire. So if a claim does come up, you probably won't be able to sell your house. Well, you won't be able to sell your house until the claim is settled by the title insurer. Now, the interest in the owner and the insurer may clash in this such case because the owner usually wants a settlement immediately, whereas the insurer wants to minimize the cost of the settlement, which may require time, negotiation, and a lot of different factors there. So it can be an issue timing-wise, having something coming up on title in the middle of purchase. Now, I also want to talk about how to choose title, because there's a lot of different ways to take title out on your home. And so it's important to understand this. Again, you really need to talk to an attorney to make sure you're taking out title in the best, holding title the best way that you can to protect yourself and whoever is a part of that loan. So sole ownership. The simplest way to hold title is by holding sole ownership of the house. As the name implies, you alone hold all the rights to the house. While this manner of ownership is often utilized by singles, a married person can claim sole ownership of the property if his or her spouse is willing to sign the document called a quick claim deed, which effectively denies the spouse any right to the property. So why would you do that? Maybe you're going through a divorce or something, and you know, so you want to make sure that you're going through a refi. This is a good example, and that the divorce hasn't actually been finalized yet, so you'd be taking sole ownership. Joint tenancy with right of survivorship. Two or more people may hold title together in a form of ownership called joint tenancy. Now, in this form of ownership, each owner has equal rights to the property as whole. Should one of the owners die under the right of survivorship, the deceased share will be automatically transferred to the co-owner of the property, not to the heirs of the deceased. So if you don't take title correctly, this could be devastating in a death situation, because you could lose your property. Now, tenancy in common. A broader way for a few people to hold title together is called tenancy in common. In this way, multiple people can hold either equal or unequal portions of the property. Two people can have 50% of the property, or one can have 70%, with the remaining 30% being split by other individuals. Any combination that you want to do, and any ownership can sell, give, or will his or her share of the property at the time. So where I've seen this is maybe in a co-signer situation, where parents are coming on and they're co-signing, but they're providing some down payment, and so there might be tenancy in common. Tenancy by the entirety. A few states in the United States, Washington State not being one of them, offer specific form of joint tenancy called tenancy by its entirety, exclusively to married couples. So a husband and wife hold title together and must make all the decisions on the property jointly. This is beneficial if one spouse has a large debt, as a creditor cannot go after this type of jointly owned property when one spouse dies if the other gets full title of the property. So again, it's offered in a lot of states, Washington State not being one of them. Community property. Property acquired during the marriage is recognized in the United States, in nine U.S. states as community property, Washington being one of those. Husband and wife each own half of the property and each can will their half to someone else. If the community property is owned with right of survivorship, the surviving spouse will own the entire property. The states that recognize this form of ownership, again, I said Washington, also Arizona, California, Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, and Wisconsin. And then, again, just a disclosure, you want to talk with an attorney to find out what is the best option for you to make sure that you're protected. I think it's always a good idea to hire an attorney going through any legal contract and buying a house. It's a lot of money. So paying that, you know, $400, $500, $600, whatever it would cost to get expert opinion is not a bad idea. And of course, if you need a resource in that arena, call into the show, 1-855-411-1150, or you can reach me online at themoneyhour.com. Coming up next in the Money Hour, you can order his books on Amazon. When I retire, the fastest, easiest way to make your retirement fun, fulfilling, and significant. Also, his book, Social Security, The Inside Story, hailed as the best book on the topic. Who is it? Andy Landis, nationally known author, speaker, and consultant, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.